Good evening, everyone. This is Throw Away Your Lust, and tonight I am answering a questionnaire from Convoluted Heroism. This is about GWA and relationships, and I thought it would be a good idea to try and answer this because this is my second week in GWA, and I thought it would be a good idea to let some things out of my chest with regards to my relationship right now. Yeah, so let's get started. Number one, does your significant other know that you post on GWA? Has there been any jealousy issues? Yes, he does know. He does know that I post on GWA. He does know the audios I post. And even before joining GWA, I let him know that this is something that I'm interested in doing. That's something that I would love to try out for myself. It's something that I could use to explore my sexuality and hopefully bring up a bit more confidence in me. And he was okay, he was open with that. Has he been jealous? I thought for like the first week of me posting on GWA, I thought he was jealous. I thought he was just masking his openness and he's just actually extremely jealous. And to fight this, and this is mostly because I felt guilty. There's like 99% of me knows that I'm not cheating. This isn't tantamount to any kind of emotional or sexual cheating. I think it's normal, perfectly normal to get into this thing. But the 1% of me where I know that society would shame me and would say that I'm cheating, you know, believes that I am cheating. And so to fight that, I would actually be 100% transparent with him and send him everything that I do and everything that I say on this community. And it wasn't until like 2 to 3 days ago, we were talking quite sincerely about things, and he let me know that, hey, I know that you do these things because you're feeling guilty, and I want you to know that you shouldn't be feeling guilty, that this is something that you should do, that he felt that I needed to do to discover myself more and to learn more about myself. And after that, I felt like the weight on my shoulders is gone, and so I'm posting more freely now. Two, if you both post, who brought the idea? Have you and your significant other thought about doing an audio together? Briefly, no. We don't post. Both of us don't post. I think he has an incredibly sexy voice, but he's quite shy and he gets flustered easily, and that may be a reason why he doesn't post or why he's not interested in posting at all. And it's just not really his thing. I would say that he's a more visual guy as compared to me, where I just like to make my imagination run wild when I listen to these audios. But yeah, he has an incredibly sexy voice, and if he ever had the idea or the interest in joining, I would 100% support him, and I would 100% push for him to, I would even write scripts for him. I mean, I'm not a great creative writer, but I would write his scripts if he ever got into it. We don't do audio together, but he does send me audio responses to the audios that I make, and sometimes he sends it to me at the most random of times, so that would be super hot. Number three, how do you respond to other getting unsolicited messages? I'm just, my sentences are bleh, because I am quite tired, but I really just wanted to answer this one. We ignore unsolicited messages. I ignore unsolicited messages. I must admit, I get a lot of dick pics, unsolicited dick pics, which I never click, and I do get a couple of nasty messages that are just, really? I know I post these things, but I ask for feedback. I don't ask for the invitation to get into some weird Reddit sext thing. I do get flirtatious banter, flirtatious messages though, and those are okay as long as they lead into a conversation that I'm very interested in. So everything that I'm not into, we ignore, and that's about it. Number four, you come home early one day and walk in on your significant other masturbating to one of your audios. How do you react? I'm going to try and silence the background music real quick. Hey, so are you just gonna listen to her? Or do you want the real deal? And that's it. I would try to make a second attempt on that and try to make it sexy, but I'm just really sleepy right now. Next, you come home. Sorry, what is it? Oh, there. Sorry. Have you ever made an audio, especially where you're saving it to another, whether you post it or not? The succubus audio that I made was specifically for him. Initially, it wasn't. But so the way that happened was, I was thinking of an audio to improv, and I was thinking, succubus, I'd try it, succubus. She was initially supposed to be F-dom, you know, the type of succubus that would suck your life out, hence the term succubus. But then he texted me, and then he said he was having a really bad day. And thus, the nice, gentle, caring succubus was born. He has an audio, a way better audio than the one I posted. I'd say it's way better because that one was specifically tailored for him. Some of the words there and some of the actions there were specifically tailored for him. Number six, how has GLDA changed your sex life in any way? It's made it more exciting and it's made it more creative. GWA, I discovered it through an Ask Reddit. Basically, the question was, how do blind people get off? And someone posted Gone Wild Audio, and then someone tagged two usernames, both of which apparently had this posted audios of the same kinks that I had, and it so happened that some of my fantasies came true through those audios. And with fantasies, I usually have a difficult time of expressing myself. Expressing these things to my boyfriend because they aren't vanilla. They're very raunchy. They're very not so consensual in a way. So it was difficult for me to share that with him. And so I was able to share my fantasies to him by letting him listen. Yes, letting him listen. To some of the users of the GWA, and I'm so happy that he was open to it. He was open to having a guy whisper dirty things to his ear, just so he could figure out what works best for his girlfriend and what doesn't. So with that being said, it has made my sex life way more fun and way more creative because. Since he already knows that these are the things that I'm into, that these are the voices that I'm into, he also tries to one-up them. Not by copying their scripts, but just basically trying to be extra dominant or just knowing what works and trying to apply that with the audios that he sends to me. Next, does the GWA world know that you're in a relationship or do you keep it a secret? They know. I hope they know, because that's just one way of putting boundaries between me and the listener. Because there are listeners out there that go a little bit too far, and at least if they check out some of my posts, they would find that I do have a boyfriend, and hopefully that will help. But again, assholes are assholes. Even though that you do your best to say that you're not into legit sexual acts. Online or whatever with them, they will still try, and that sucks, but at least you tried. At least I tried to put a fence. Sometimes it doesn't work, which sucks. Eight. Do you and your significant other have any GWA boundaries set up? This one is a little tricky because we never talked about our boundaries. Perhaps we do have an unspoken agreement that to never get emotionally attached to were too emotionally attached to your audios or to certain users on GWA. And that is something that I don't plan on doing, or I don't think that's happening anytime soon. In terms of kinks, I don't think he really minds if I go into any kind of kink that I might be interested in doing. Because, again, both of us know I'm exploring, and he's letting me do that for me. That's great. So perhaps just on an emotional level, that would be the boundary. If you don't both post, you can skip this one, but I still want to read it anyway. So, you're at work and you hear coworkers talking about GWA, they start discussing their favorite posters, and your boyfriend's username is mentioned. They all go into a frenzy about how much they love them and masturbate to them all the time. What do you do? First of all, that is an odd thing, odd conversation to talk about in the workplace. I would say this kind of sort of applies to me because I've had some ladies come up to me and I got some lady friends come up to me and say, "Do you know that your boyfriend has a perfect phone sex voice?" And that I 100% agree with. Because even though he's not trying, he just sounds really sexy. I think I'm going to post this first and not let him listen to this. And if he just discovers it, ta-da! Now he knows. So, if this ever happens, or if anyone ever comes up to me, if I overhear anyone talking about his amazing phone sex voice, then I would just smirk, be proud that I was able to snag him, and text him or call him and let him know that he's got some fans that I personally or he personally knows. And I think he's gonna feel a little bit flustered, embarrassed, and shy about it, but that'll be really fun for me to watch. 10. Are there any of your audios that you would like to play out with your significant other? Have you done it before? Particularly my audios, they happen in contexts that will never happen to the two of us. Most of my improvs, most of the ones that are really legitimately me, I don't think they'll ever happen in our lifetime. So I don't think they'll ever apply to us. For example, the first improv audio that I made was cheating and reluctance, and the fantasy that originated, the fantasy was basically, if he ever left me, the fantasy would be him trying to take me back. So, and I don't think that's happening anytime soon. Nor do I want that to ever happen to me in real life, because I would feel terrible, because that would mean that I would have to go through a breakup with him. The second one was about best friend breaking up his, yeah, best friend going through a breakup, and I don't think it'll ever happen. I don't think that applies to us either. And then the third one is about the succubus. I think that one would try and play out. I think I would like to see him get tied up to a bed, completely naked, and me just, you know, trying to give him a good time. And the fourth one is femdom, and it's basically blackmail and rape, and I don't think I'm up to doing that to him. So if there are any audios that I might be able to play out, it's a succubus one with less magic. That's it. That is the last question. I thought there was more. Thank you very much, Convoluted Heroism, for your interesting questions. I really liked reading them and answering them and reflecting a bit in my mind how my current relationship is while trying to learn things in GWA. And before I ramble too much, I really have to end it here. So that's it. Thank you very much for listening.